晚安。
Good evening。
咁啊，好高兴咧，今日啊同啊播道会一齐啦，同我哋一齐会有个呢个啊受苦节嘅崇拜。
We are glad to have guests here with us today for the Good Friday service。
咁咧啊，大家可以啊后边嗰啲其实都可以坐前少少嚟嘅。即如果唔介意嘅话，就可以坐前啲啦。
Shall we ask those who sit at the back to move up to the front, if you don't mind?
咁我哋開始嘅時候咧，我哋會唱兩首歌。呢兩首歌咧都係同十字架有關嘅。
We're gonna sing two hymns to start the service, and these two songs are all related to the cross.
咁喺唱嘅時候咧，我哋可以用我哋嘅思想去諗下呢係我哋去到呢個十字架下低。
When we sing, let's meditate. When we go underneath the cross.
我哋諗下我哋去到呢個地方嘅時候。想下2000年前耶稣为我们死了。
Let's think back when we travel back to 2000 years ago that Jesus Christ died for us.
想下有什么你想跟耶稣说的。
What do you want to tell Jesus?
想下有什么你觉得耶稣是想跟你说的。
Let's think also what Jesus wanted to tell us.
这首歌是一个Irish 爱尔兰的民谣来的。
This is an Irish folk song.
咁咧有好多首歌咧，其实都系用呢个嘅曲调咧去改成。
There are many songs that actually is written in this melody.
有一首咧系改咗系我哋好多时圣诞节会唱嘅。
That's one popular one that we always sing in Christmas time.
而呢一首叫做《超越时间之灵》。
This one is called Above the Hills of Time.
讲到我哋翻去到当时嘅十架下低。
It talks about that we travel back to the cross.
我哋一齐唱，我哋会唱英文，跟住唱中文。
We're gonna sing English first and then Chinese.
我们唱中文。We'll sing the Chinese。跟住唱一首叫做《保驾清影》。
The next song we're going to sing is Beneath the Cross of Jesus.
思维，我哋祈祷。
上帝，你我哋一同嘅低头祷告。
Let's pray together。
我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Our Lord Jesus。
我哋今日嚟纪念你受苦钉十字架嘅日子。
We come to remember the day when you gave your life for us on the cross。
虽然你系神嘅儿子。
Even though you are the Son of God。
但你竟然甘愿为我哋舍弃你嘅生命。
But yet you were willing to give up of your life on our behalf。
舍弃你嘅尊荣。
Giving up your glory。
舍弃你嘅尊严。
Setting aside your honor and dignity。
我哋冇办法想象你当日承受嘅痛苦系几咁大。
We can't even imagine the magnitude of the pain that you endure。
因为你喺客西马尼园嘅时候。
Because when you were in Gethsemane。
你三次嘅求天父挪去你嘅苦杯。
Three times you asked that God the Father would remove the cup from you。
所以我哋要纪念你嘅救恩。
So we remember your grace and your salvation。
你纪念你嘅牺牲。
We come to remember the sacrifice you made。
愿我哋喺今日嘅聚会再一次唤起对你嘅感激。
May we express our gratitude again to you in our worship。
对你嘅爱。
And to gratitude to your love。
愿你嘅名喺我哋当中被高举。
May your name be uplifted among us。
愿你被我哋称颂。
May you be praised among us。
祈祷奉主嘅名。
We pray in Jesus' name。
阿门。
Amen。
Please be seated。大家可以请坐。
是不是大家每个人手上都有个程序表啊
？Do we all have the bulletin？
如果冇咧，就麻烦你可能同隔篱嗰个 share 啦。
If you don't have one, maybe you can share with your neighbor。
咁我哋会有一个读经。
We're going to have a scripture reading。
系喺马可福音十五章三十四节。
It's on Mark chapter 15, verses 34.
只有一节嘅啫，咁所以我哋一齐读喺个程序表嗰度。
There's only one verse, and it's already printed on the bulletin. We're going to read it together.
English first.
And
at the ninth hour,
Jesus
cried
out
in
a
loud
voice,
"Eloi,
Eloi,
lama
sabachthani,"
which
means, "My
God,
my God,
why
have
you
forsaken
me?"中文
Chinese。
当初
的时候，
耶稣大声喊着说，以
罗
伊，
以
罗
伊，
拉
马
撒巴
各
大
尼，翻出来就是
我的神，
我
的神，
为什么离弃我？
今日我有讲到请余庸全弟兄。
Today's message is by Mr. Daniel Yu, and the message is focused on the crucified God. 专心仰望被钉十字架的神。
刚才主席带领诗的时候，他问了一句说话。
The worship leader asked us a question earlier。
他说我们来到思想一下，我们来到十字架的下边。
Let's come under the cross。
你思想一下耶稣对我们讲过什么说话。
Meditate what the Lord Jesus would say to us。
根据圣经的记载，耶稣在十字架上面只讲了七句的说话。
The Lord Jesus only spoke seven words or sentences on the cross。
而我们今晚就是思想其中一句。
And we are going to meditate on one of the seven。
有神学家来到是总结。
Some theologians concluded。
总结耶稣的一生是究竟是用什么说话来到可以来到是描写。
What word can summarize and describe the whole life of Christ?
他归了一个结论。
They come to a conclusion.
就是耶稣一生的事迹。
All the events in Jesus' life.
就关于两旧的石头。
It's all,
木头。
It's all about two pieces of wood.
木头就是整个的十字架。
Two pieces of wood make a cross.
保罗在这个的哥林多前书第二章第二节那里这么说，
Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2，
因为我定曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，定他钉十字架。
Paul said, I made a decision that among you I know nothing except Christ was nailed on the cross。
但很多时候，我哋听到很多人讲十字架嘅时候，只系讲到耶稣基督牺牲嘅爱。
A lot of times when we think of the cross, we hear people preach only about the sacrificial love of Christ。
当我们讲到十字架的时候，我们没有讲到耶稣基督的救赎。
When we think of the cross, we don't think about the redemption of Christ.
也都没有讲到耶稣基督怎么胜过这个黑暗的势力。
It didn't say about how he overcome the power of darkness.
也都没有讲到耶稣基督在十字架上面怎样是能够是满足神的公义。
It doesn't say how Christ propitiated, satisfied the demand of justice from God.
更加冇讲到耶稣基督点样去除去世人嘅罪。
And it doesn't say about how Christ removed the sins of the world。
我哋净系讲耶稣基督喺十字架上边时候，只系讲到佢牺牲嘅爱。
We only speak of the sacrificial love of Christ on the cross。
但系咁样唔够。
But that's not enough。
曾经有个嘅神学家咁样嘅问一句说话。
A theologian once asked this question。
其实不是一句说话，一个例子。
Actually, it's not a question, but an example, an illustration.
他说有一个人在向着码头那里一路一路跑。
We said about a man running toward a dock.
一路跑的时候一路大叫。
As he was running, he screamed and he shouted.
我爱世人啊，我爱世人啊。
He said, I love the world, I love all humanity.
跟着跑到码头的尽头跳落水。
And at the end of the dock, he jumped off the dock.
死了。
And he died.
咁我哋有冇话呢个人系一个好有意思咁样死
啊 ？Did we say that he died a meaningful death？
我哋唔会咁样话。
We wouldn't say that。
我哋只话呢个人系有啲问题。
We only say that this guy got mental problem。
所以我哋当我哋讲到耶稣基督喺十字架上面为我哋死嘅时候，我哋唔系净系单单讲到佢个爱。
See, when we talk about Christ dying on the cross for us, we are not only talking about his sacrificial love.
我哋要明白到耶稣基督喺十字架上面为我哋死个目的同埋意义喺边度。
We have to understand the purpose and the meaning of him dying on the cross for us.
否则嘅时候，我哋系唔会达到嗰个嘅。神要我们明白个目标。
Otherwise, we will not be able to reach the goal that God has meant for us to reach.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们死，是特别的，是叫我们是得到拯救。
Christ died on the cross for the purpose that we may be saved.
叫我们的罪得到赦免。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
叫我们同神是和好。
So that we may be reconciled with God.
叫我们也都是跟人的关系来恢复。
So that we can renew regenerate our relationship with other people.
还有一样东西就是当耶稣基督再回来的时候，我们整个人都会改变。
And one more time, one more thing, when Christ returns, we shall all be changed.
这个就是耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们死的那个意义和目的。
This is the meaning and the purpose of Christ dying on the cross for us.
耶稣死不是说他精神错乱，
Christ died not because he was a lunatic，
不是一个幻觉，
not because there was an illusion，
也都不是说他在世界上面的希望是破灭了，
not because he was disappointed with his hope in the world，
他的死是有他的目的在里面，
he died for a purpose，
特别是在这个马可福音十章四十五节那里这么说，
especially Mark chapter 10 45 verse 45，
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要赦免作多人的赎价。
For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
今天我们就是用这个时间来想下，来思想下，怎样耶稣基督怎样为我们舍命。
We spent some time tonight to meditate on how did Christ gave his life for us.
我们都是思想我们再回到耶稣基督的十字架之下。
We think about coming to the cross.
根据马可福音的记载，耶稣基督是在朝头早九点来到是被钉在十字架上边。
According to Mark, Christ was nailed on the cross at 9:00 in the morning。
以至到下昼大约三点嘅时候咧，佢就讲到最后尾一句说话，然之后就系死亡。
And then he spoke his last word and he breathed his last at about 3:00 PM。
总共嘅期限大约系六个钟头。
6 hours in total。
六个钟头当中，我哋可以分开为两段。
You can divide the 6 hours into two。
由九点到中午，由中午到下昼三点。
9 to noon and from noon to three。
正话我哋讲到话，耶稣基督喺十字架上面讲咗七句嘅说话。
We said Christ spoke 7 words or 7 sentences on the cross。
头嗰三句系喺朝头早九点至到中午12点呢段时间嚟讲。
The first three words were spoken between 9 and noon。
而第四句就今日我哋所要思想嘅就话系我的神，我的神，你为什么要离开我
？And the fourth word, the sentence was, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
呢个说话就喺下昼三点钟嗰阵时讲。
Was spoken at 3:00 in the afternoon.
嗱，个问题就话喺由中午到三点嘅时候，呢段时间发生咗咩事
？The question is, what happened between noon and three?
依家我哋就喺思想。
We're going to meditate on that.
根据马可福音的记载
，According to Mark，
由呢个中午到三点嘅时候，发生咗一件好超自然嘅事情。
From noon to three, some supernatural event took place。
系咩事咧
？What happened？
就话突然间整个大地黑暗咯。
There were darkness over the earth。
喺日光之下，整个大地。变咗好黑。
Should have been bright daylight, but it all came under the darkness.
呢个唔系月食或者日食。
It was not an eclipse. It was not a sun eclipse.
呢个系突然间喺日头喺光天白日底下，整个嘅光线消失而黑暗降落喺整个大地。
It was because of total disappearance, loss of light.
有人解释这个黑暗是代表什么呢
？Someone explain what does this darkness represent？
有人解释就话，这个黑暗代表魔鬼，他的势力是张开了，来到是统管整个大地，因为耶稣基督已经死了。
Some explain that it was the power of Satan overcoming the earth because Christ had died。
但当马可嚟记载这个黑暗的时候。他有他自己的想法在里面。
But when Mark described darkness, he has his own meaning.
马可很熟悉旧约。
Mark knows the Old Testament well.
我们看一看在旧约里面，黑暗是不是代表魔鬼？
In the Old Testament, does darkness represent Satan?
其实不是。
Not really.
黑暗是代表神的审判。
Darkness represents God's judgment in the Old Testament.
特别在旧约里面最常用的日子最常用的一个句语就是耶和华的日子
Especially in the Old Testament The day of the Lord is mentioned often
就是审判
It's a day of judgment
这里我在这当中我引了是大约三段的经文来支持这个黑暗就是审判
You can look at the screen There are three references that darkness represent just judgment in the Old Testament
第一段就是西分雅书这个嘅一章十四至到十六节。
7:1-14.
耶和华嘅大日子临近。
See the day of the Lord comes.
那日系愤怒嘅日子。
The day is a day of wrath.
系急难困苦嘅日子。
It's a day of distress.
系荒废凄凉嘅日子。
It's a day of desolation.
系黑暗，系幽暗，系密云乌黑嘅日子。
It's a day of darkness and gathering clouds.
根据是西分雅书这里为什么有这个的是黑暗又暗又明呢
为什么 why is darkness representing God's judgment
神要宣判他的审判
because God has to declare his judgment
第二段的经文是这个约珥书这个2:29-31
Joel will say the same thing in chapter 2
开耶和日子是有什么现象出现呢
he said what events would appear on the day of the Lord
有血有火有烟柱
There will be smoke and blood and fire.
日头要变为黑暗
The sun shall turn to darkness.
月亮要变为血
The moon shall turn to blood.
这个就是在神 这个审判的世界这个时候所带来的那个黑暗。
This is the darkness that the Lord will bring when he judges the earth.
第三段经文仲更加嚟到系直接了当咁讲。
The third reference is even more direct.
阿摩斯佢咁样问。
Amos asks,
你哋唔知道咩？
Don't you know?
耶和华嘅日子，佢就系冇黑，系冇光明，系只有黑暗啊嘛。
Won't the day of the Lord be darkness?
所以我哋翻翻嚟嘅时候睇到喺马可福音里边描写到呢个嘅耶稣基督喺呢个十字架上被钉第二个三个钟头，即系十二点到三点嘅时候嗰个情况。
So when we come back to the crucifixion scene from noon to three,
系黑暗。
Was time of darkness?
系神审判嘅时候。
It's a time when God exercises judgment.
咁跟住咧有个问题，点解神审判？
审判
边个？
Judgment against whom?
系咪审判嗰啲嘅罗马士兵？
Against those Roman soldiers?
系咪审判咗其他嗰啲嘅喺旁观者嚟到系有份话耶稣钉死耶稣钉死耶稣嗰班人咧？
Judgment against the bystanders who took part in crucifying Christ?
神审判嘅对象就耶稣基督。
The object of God's judgment was Christ.
在这个的旧约以赛亚书是这样记载。
Isaiah would say this in 53, chapter 53.
我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。
We all sheep, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has gone his own way.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
耶稣是当时是承担了整个世人的罪孽。
Jesus was shouldering the sins of the world.
是受到审判。
He was under God's judgment.
是神公义对付的对象。
He was under God's righteous judgment.
在《以赛亚书》第53章第10节那里又跟着这么讲。
Isaiah would say again in verse 10, chapter 53.
耶和华上帝是要定义，要将耶稣压伤。
It was the Lord's will to crush him,
使他受到痛苦。
And cause him to suffer,
因为耶和华要以他为赎罪祭。
Because the Lord will make his life an offering for sin.
什么叫赎罪祭？
What is a offering for sin?
在旧约里面，赎罪祭就是一只个很健康、毫无残疾的这个动物。
Sin offering in the Old Testament was an animal that was without blemish.
带到祭司的面前。
It was brought to the priest.
然后祭司就将人所犯的罪就按在这个动物身上。
And the priest would lay hand on the lamb, transferring the sins of the people onto this animal.
这动物就承担了人的罪而致被杀。
And the sacrificial animal would be killed, shouldering the sins of the people.
这个是赎罪祭的祭品。
And this is a sacrificial animal for the atonement of sins.
以赛亚他说耶稣基督会承担我们的罪，成为我们的赎罪祭。
Isaiah would say that Christ Jesus the Messiah will shoulder our sins at the atonement for our sins.
新约又是怎样说呢？
What would the New Testament say?
新约在哥林多后书五章二十一节仲更加的讲明。
2 Corinthians 5:21 is even more clear.
保罗说神使那无罪的，
Paul says God made him who had no sin,
替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义，
to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
无罪的成为有罪，
one who has no sin to become sin,
不是因着他犯罪，
not because he committed any iniquities.
你说我们将我们的罪是丢在这个无罪的人的身上，
But our sins was lay on this sinless person,
在承担我们的罪，
To shoulder our guilt,
好以可以使到我们成为在神里面成为清义，
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
现在呢，提书三章第十三节就是这样说了。
Galatians 3:13 would say the same thing.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经常记着， 凡跨在木头上的都被咒诅。
Paul was saying to the Galatians, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he who is hung on the cross, on the wood, on the tree.
由旧约到新约，由新约到旧约，都系讲到明就话系神要预备耶稣基督成为呢个赎罪嘅羔羊。
From the Old Testament to the New, God repeatedly say that Christ has to be the atonement, has to be the sacrificial lamb for us, a sin offering for us.
佢要承担世人所有嘅罪。
He has to shoulder, he has to bear the sins of.
而在十二点到三点这段时间里面，神就施行这个审判。
And from noon to three, it was God's exercising his judgment.
所以遍地都黑暗。
That's why the whole land was covered by darkness.
因为神审判的时间到。
Because it was time for God's judgment.
在这三个钟头之内，耶稣基督怎样是变为有罪？
In these 3 hours, how did Christ become sin?
由十二点钟开始的时候，
From noon,
耶稣基督承担我的罪。
Christ was bearing my sin.
如果我曾经讲过大话的，耶稣基督就必成为这个大话精。
If I had been a liar, then Christ was a liar on my behalf that time.
如果我曾经欺骗过人的，耶稣基督就成为这个骗子。
If I had been a deceiver, Christ became the deceiver for me.
如果我曾经是犯过奸淫罪的，耶稣基督就在那个时刻就成为这个奸淫犯。
If I had been an adulterer, Christ became an adulterer for me at that time.
在个罗马书这个一章二十九至三十一节里面，是讲到很多很多未信的人所犯的罪。
Chapter 1 of Romans, verses 29 and on, talks about all the whole list of sinfulness of man.
如果我心里面装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒、满心是嫉妒、凶杀、真敬、诡诈、恶毒的话，
He said my heart had been filled with every kind of wickedness and evil and greed and the whole list of sins go on and on.
耶稣基督在那个时刻就担当我所有这些罪。
And that moment Christ was the one who bore the sins of mine.
如果我又是谄媚，又是背后讲人的是非，又是怨恨神，又冒慢人，又是狂傲，又自夸，又捏造各样的恶事来违背父母的话，耶稣基督就在那阵时候去承担我这些罪。
If I had slandered anyone, if I hated God, if I had hated anyone, and on the list go on, Christ became the sin for me.
如果我是无知、是背弱、是无亲情、是不怜悯人的时候，耶稣基督在那个时候也都承担我这些的罪。
If I have been ignorant, if I have been merciless, if I have been unfaithful, then Christ became such a person for me.
我们所犯的罪多过罗马书一章二十九至三十节里面所讲的。
The list of sins was not exhaustive. We have committed far more than what is described in the first chapter of Romans.
我们每一样的罪，耶稣基督也都承担着。
Every evil that I have done was borne by Christ.
这三个钟头，他就被神来到这样的对付。
In those 3 hours, he was receiving the anger, wrath, and the judgment of God.
你都被神的审判。
He was under God's judgment.
所以最后尾就话是根据保罗所讲，罪的工价乃是死。
So that's why Paul would say at the end, the wages of sin is death.
这个审判不是就这样好像我这样讲好像是很平淡。
This judgment is not, should not be, cannot be taken lightly.
如果你是更加深入看到圣经的时候，就更加知道这个审判是很可怕。
If we search the scripture more deeply, we will recognize that judgment is terrifying.
我们退回去再做一段的时间。
Let's go back earlier.
我们记得耶稣基督在地钉十字架之前，他在这个入到这个客西马利园那里祷告。
We remember that he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
三次的是求神拎开这个杯，我真的不想承担这个使命。
Three times he asked the Father to remove the cup from him. He said, I really, according to my own will, I really don't care to go through this.
马太福音、马可福音都很平淡的描写。
Matthew and Mark did not describe as clearly or graphically.
但路加福音 特別的描寫很深刻。
But Luke was describing an even deeper description.
耶穌基督當時的感受是怎樣？
You can see that the feeling and the emotions of Christ at that time.
路加福音第22章第44節這樣說，耶穌基督極其傷痛，禱告更加懇切，汗珠如大血點咁滴喺地上。
Luke would describe that Christ was in great anger, pray even more earnestly, that he was sweating drops of blood.
我流過汗，我一陣間我就流好多個汗，食少少辣嘢我都流好多汗。
I'm a sweater, I sweat like a hog.
但我冇試過係好似度咁描寫到好似大血點咁滴喺地上。
But I've never sweat drops of blood.
当一个人在一个很惊慌、很恐惧、很忧伤的时候，他就会这样做。
But when a man, when a person is in great anguish and distress, he would sweat drops of blood.
这个不可以控制。
He cannot be voluntary.
耶稣基督在这里的描写，就是他当时是极度的恐惧、极度的惊慌。
Luke described that Christ was in great anguish and distress.
因为他要面对神的审判。
Because he has to face the judgment of God.
这个审判不是因着他自己，因为他是自己犯罪。
It was not because of his own sin that he committed.
而因为他要承担世人所有的罪。
But because he has to shoulder the sins of the world.
到三点钟的时候。
And then at 3 o'clock.
当黑暗慢慢慢慢消失。
When darkness slowly disappeared.
耶稣在这时候大叫。
Jesus shouted out,
啊、我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
根据四福音的记载，
According to the Gospels,
一次当耶稣讲到话，我的神，我的神的时候，唯一 one and only one， 唯一一次是这样的祷告。
This is the one and only one time that Jesus prayed like that.
他不称呼神做父啊，我的父啊，阿爸父啊。
He always prayed to God as a father, but not at this time.
你说神啊，我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离弃我？
Instead, he said, "My God, my God, why have you forgotten, forsaken me?"
只有罪人才会这样称呼神，是我的神啊，神，我的神啊，救我。
Only a sinner can address God as my God, my God.
耶稣基督不是以神的儿子这样向神呼求。
Because at the moment, Christ cannot address the Father as his son.
他是以罪人的身份向神呼求。
He was pleading with God as a sinner.
他承担我们的罪。
Because he was shouldering our guilt and our sins.
在那个时刻，由12点到3点，是成为人类有史以来最大最大的罪人。
At that time, from noon to 3, he became the greatest sinner of all his history.
目的就为了要将我们是赎回过来。
The purpose is to redeem us back to God.
这个就是耶稣基督在十字架上面那个目的。
That's his, the purpose of him going to the cross.
我们看到神对付罪。
We can see how God deals with sin.
这个是神的公义。
This is God's justice.
但我们另一方面我们看的时候，神的公义好像对耶稣不公平。
On the other hand, we say maybe God's justice is unfair to Christ.
当耶稣基督在十字架上面讲了，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，好像很不公平。
It seems so unfair when Christ has to yell and to scream and plead with God, why have you forsaken me?
他没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
他只不过承担我们的罪。
He just bore our sins.
为什么神会这样罚他？
Now why would God punish him like that?
为什么神要这样的审判他？
Why would God judge him like that?
他从来没有抗拒过神。
He never rebelled against God.
他从来都是说，我要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我的神。
He only said that I would love my God with all my heart and soul and strength.
但神遗弃了他。
But God has still forsaken him at that moment.
神亦都曾经同耶稣基督讲话，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
God also said to Jesus at one time, "You are my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased."
但喺个时刻，神憎恶佢。
But at that time, God hated him.
喺个时刻嗰个嘅压力，你可以谂到 他心里面所受的忧伤是多大。我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这个说话我们看上来是很不公平。
Those words seem so unfair to our ears.
在神的看来上来是一个公义的作为。
But in the eyes of God, that's a righteous act.
这个说话满足了神的公义。
Because those words satisfy the justice of God.
也都使我们因着耶稣基督受到不公平的对待，我们得到这个救赎。
Also, we receive salvation because of this injustice that he suffered for us.
但很多时候我们不要只是单单看个公平和公义。
Often, a lot of times we cannot just look at justice or righteousness.
神不是只是讲公义。
God does not talk about righteousness only.
如果神只是讲公义的时候，我们没有一个人可以坐在这里来到听神的说话。
If God only focuses on righteousness, none of us can be here sitting listening to his words.
神的公义和他的慈爱是永远都是互相配搭来到一切是进行。
The justice of God and the love of God are always hand in hand.
哪里有公义，哪里就有神的慈爱。
Where there is justice of God, there will be love of God.
神这个整个这个十字架的这个救赎是神所计划的。
Redemption on the cross is part of God's plan.
他交给耶稣。
It was entrusted to Christ.
叫耶稣来实行。
Ask him to execute it.
以致到使到人是得到救赎。
So that you and I may be redeemed.
也都使到自己的公义可以得到这个满足。
So that God's justice is satisfied.
正如在这个哥林多后书五章十九节这样
说，
就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们的身上。
In Christ, God was reconciling the world to him, not counting people's sin against them.
耶稣基督讲这句说话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，这个公义和爱就在当他讲的时候是你满足了。
And when Jesus said, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? God's justice and God's love are both satisfied.
我们怎么应用耶稣基督在十字架上面这个表现的模式？
How do we apply? How do we learn from the example Christ set for us?
我们知道当耶稣基督在十字架上面受死的时候，最终就是在这个复活的荣耀那里。
You know that after death, there will be the glory of the resurrection.
受难就跟着有复活的荣耀。
When there is crucifixion, there will be resurrection that follows.
如果这个是模式的话，我们可以这样来到实践。
This is a model that we can learn from, that we can live out.
我们每个人，我们在神面前，我们侍奉祂的时候，很多时候我们都是遭遇到很多莫名其妙的这个攻击。
When we serve the Lord, we face a great deal of difficulties and even oppositions.
我受到很多人莫名其妙嗰个批评。
Unexplainably, people will criticize us for no reason.
呢啲批评好多时候使到我哋嘅血压升高。
These criticisms just drive our blood pressure up.
使到我哋嘅心情好低落。
Drive down our emotions and our spirit.
耶稣基督喺度俾我哋有个模式。
Jesus Christ is setting an example for us.
当我们侍奉神的时候，我们预期有这些这样的事发生。
When we serve God, we should expect these from people.
我们要继续的坚持下去。
We continue with endurance.
我们要继续坚持，就是十字架是我们的目标。
We consistently with the Christ as our goal.
这样的时候，我们可以减轻这些的杀伤力。
And then we can lessen the vulnerability.
仰望我们的主在十字架上面为我们所成立的那个榜样。
Keep our eyes on the example that Christ has set for us on the cross.
也都是帮助我们，当我们同人来分享这个十字架信息的时候。
So they're helping us when we share the message of the cross.
不是只是单单讲到这个爱。
We don't just talk about God's love.
也要讲到神的救赎。
We speak of God's redemption as well.
这个救赎只是十字架上面所带出来真正的信息。
The redemption is the message of the cross.
所以保罗咁讲，
so、Paul would say,
我所要传嘅就系呢个耶稣基督同埋佢钉十字架。
I preach Christ and the cross。
请我低头祈祷。
Let's pray together。
主，我哋感谢你。
Lord, we thank you。
因为你喺十字架上边为我哋系死。
Because you died for us on the cross。
你承担我哋嘅罪。
You shoulder our sins。
本来我哋唔配。
We do not deserve。
但你的爱是这样的对待我们，而我们在这边是得到这个永远的救赎，
所以我们可以 eternally save。
我们感谢你，
we thank you，
帮助我们，
help us，
时刻的思想你在十字架上面的爱，
that we always remember and think of your love on the cross，
思想你在十字架上面为我们那个流血舍身，
that we may remember the blood that you shed for us，
亦都是时常的激励我们，
that we may be often encouraged。
我们在无论在怎样的情况底下，我们侍奉你的时候都叫我们懂得忍耐，
no matter what circumstances as we serve you that we may endure with patience，
亦都全个心来荣耀你的名，
that we may honor you and glorify you and your name。
我们感谢你，你在十字架上面为我们讲出 这句的说话，
we thank you for what you have spoken on the cross，
让我们体会到你那个心境，
you let us know taking a peek into your heart，
要求你继续带领我们以下我们崇拜你的时间，
lead us on in the remaining time of worship，
我们感谢你奉你的命来到祈祷，
we thank you and we pray in Jesus name，
Amen。
Amen。
我们两间教会的临时诗班，我们会唱三首的诗歌，来到让我们一起来到思想耶稣基督为我们在十字架上舍身的大爱。 The choir which is composed of members from both churches will sing three hymns。We want to lead all of you to think the love of Christ that He died for our sin on the cross. 请示范。
请大家起立。咁咧，诗班咧，我哋please stand。诗班咧，我哋预备咗一首歌咧，就想同大家一齐唱嘅。We prepare a song, want to sing with the congregation。
你像海上守，为我死在十架。
大家请坐。Please be seated.
在最后晚餐的时候，耶稣去跟门徒说，他说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。我们一起来纪念我们的主耶稣。 主耶稣被卖嗰一夜，佢拿起饼来，祝谢咗，佢就擘开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。我们一起来纪念主的死。
你每逢开的时候要如此行，为的是要纪念我。 In the same way the Lord Jesus Christ took up the cup and said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me.弟兄姊妹，在神的家里面和睦同居，一起的崇拜，一起的侍奉，是不是最美最善？
Yes, I was just saying, don't you agree? How good it is, how blessed it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in peace and in unity in the house of the Lord, worshiping and serving. That's what we always try to do.
我这个礼拜出去
family Christian bookstore， 想买啲靓啲嘅秩序表啦，想买啲有啲十字架嘅，冇啊，揾唔到啊，但系揾到呢、这、一个，呢、这个就更加有意思。呢说话一个神，一个信，一个灵，我哋敬拜同一个主，同一个恩主，只有一个一条路，一个真理。呢、这个系提醒到我哋，所以我哋两个教会系我哋系。经常能够使到目的就是更加的合一，更加的同工，更加的合作。我昨天他们教会开会，我说、或者来紧一年我们可以有一起有夏令会。 just thinking、I was thinking that I was、in Christian Family Bookstore this week trying to buy some bulletin that looks a little prettier, you know, special. I was looking for something that maybe have a cross on it, and you know what, there isn't any. I couldn't find anyExcept this one, but this one says it all. One God, one faith, one spirit, Jesus we worship. One Lord, one way, one truth. And the way to the Father is through you. Okay, this is what we're always trying to promote. Two churches, worshiping together, serving together, cooperating together. And I was just thinking that there are many other ministry that we can also do together in the future. Now, 听晚呢就唔好夜瞓啦，听晚呢就唔好去边一处啦。Okay? 我希望你听晚冇喜宴，冇婚宴，就算有都八点钟翻屋企啦。Okay? 晨曦崇拜七点钟，今年啊乜嘢聚都喺度。西北区嘅晨曦崇拜喺翻呢一度七点钟。Okay? 我哋好准时噶，七点钟。Okay? 一定开心钟就开始噶啦。Okay? 一阵间咧就聚会完之后咧过去对面。有啲茶點 ，okay? I was just thinking, now tomorrow night, don't go out, don't stay out, don't party. You know, you have a wedding banquet or something. Go home by 8 o'clock, because 7 o'clock on Sunday morning, sunrise service. We coming back here again, okay? Sunrise service is at here, okay? At this location, okay? 7 o'clock, and after the worship, please let's go to the other side, and we have some wonderful refreshment ready for you.Okay, let's have a moment of meditation and then we are dismissed. 那你默头之后散会。主啊，报告，你报告啊，你有话请请，come.
In light of the、previous statement from Reverend Lam, Tam, I would like to invite Baptist Church folks.May 17th, Saturday, 7:45 p.m.、because I have invited,、in light of the situation that some of us have、family members who may have had、dementia and Alzheimer's、issues. Okay, so I have invited...someone from the Alzheimer's Association to come and speak on the subject of 10 signs of dementia and Alzheimer's.、so I would like to invite folks from this church, 6:45. I'm so glad my wife is always, because I'm that way now. 因为谭牧师刚才所讲的说话，我希望我都想、邀请、浸信会弟兄姊妹要参加我们星期六5月17日6:45。如果你要跟我们 hot pot dinner 的话呢，就5:30、potluck dinner， 不是 hot pot。That's a sign of、nervousness, not、dementia. 所以、请你们如果你有兴趣，因为我请了、失忆学会，是不是我们的一个的老人痴呆症 whatever， 一位的、朋友来跟我们分享、十个、失忆的现象、老人痴呆的现象、还有、你做家人的怎样来到可以帮助他们呢、所以欢迎、欢迎、一起来我们聚会、多谢、
okay. 你没走之后散会、
The speaker is English, but Dr. Simon Chung will interpret.